everyone, and welcome to Murder and Mysteries with Megan. If you are new here, welcome. And if you're not new here, welcome back. I'm grateful for each and every one of you that are here today. On my channel, we talk about true crime, conspiracies, hauntings, and mysteries, and things of that nature. So if that's something that you're interested in, I would love it if you would hit that subscribe button and that post notification bell so that you're notified each and every time I upload a new video. In today's video, we'll be talking about 15-month-old Evelyn Boswell. She wasn't reported missing until 2 months after her disappearance, and then her remains would be found on a family member's property later on. However, before we get into today's case, I kind of want to tell you a little bit about each person and who they are, because there are quite a few people involved here. The first person that we're going to talk about is Megan or Maggie Boswell. She was the mother of Evelyn Boswell. Then there is Ethan Perry, who is the father of Evelyn. Then you also have Angela Boswell, which is Megan or Maggie's mother and Evelyn's grandmother. Then we also have Tommy Sr., who is the grandfather of Evelyn or Megan's father as well. Now that we know who all is involved in this case, I briefly want to touch on the background and the kind of environment that Megan and Evelyn were in. And I think to do that, we really kind of need to go back and talk about Angela and Tommy Sr.'s relationship. In 1993, Tommy Sr. and Angela would have their first child together. Tommy Sr. would be in his mid-20s, and Angela would be only 16 years old when she would first give birth to Tommy Jr. Shortly after Angela ended up giving birth to Tommy Jr., Tommy Sr. actually ended up getting into trouble with the law. So not only are they now dealing with a newborn, but they are also dealing with legal issues as well at the start of their relationship together. The family of three would continue to grow after they decided to move to Bulls Gap, Tennessee. This was in 2001. Megan Boswell would then be born. Unfortunately, despite Angela and Tommy Sr. getting married shortly after Megan was born, this didn't stop issues from arising between the two. The family would end up moving back to Sullivan County, and in 2009, law enforcement would then be told by Tommy Sr., after being called to the home, that Angela Mae Boswell had freaked out and lost it on him. Apparently, she had stabbed him in the neck with a pen. And then when their son, Tommy Jr., tried to step in, she also fought with him. The law was subsequently called. This is just one example of the toxic relationship that Tommy Sr. and Angela had. Only a couple of years after this incident, in 2012, this time it would be Tommy Sr.'s turn to flip out and go off, so to speak. This time it would happen because he would find Angela in bed with another man named Brandon Yates. During this night, when Tommy Sr. and Tommy Jr. and another man pulled up to the house, Tommy Sr. had seen Angela in bed with Brandon, started pounding on the outside of the home, and started screaming and yelling for Brandon Yates to come outside. In fact, Tommy Jr. actually threatened him with some sort of wooden bat or something of that nature, and Brandon came out of the house. He started then going down the hill and turned around and saw that Tommy Sr., Tommy Jr., and this other man were in Tommy Sr.'s paving truck coming right at him. Brandon starts running, but of course, trying to outrun a truck on foot is not going to go very well, and shortly, Brandon had been hit by the truck. He then was kind of thrown up in the air, fell back down, and he said when he realized he was on the ground, he saw all three of them already surrounding him, and they began beating Brandon until he was able to get loose and get free. Later on, when law enforcement actually contacted Tommy Sr. about the incident, the only thing that Tommy Sr. said was, quote, "The three of us did work him over," before hanging up the phone. Because of the fact that Tommy Jr. was actually involved this time and was 19 years old, he too was charged and arrested. Ultimately, the two of them ended up taking a plea bargain and receiving probation. About a year and a half later, Tommy and Angela end up having a third child. This time, his name was Elijah. It wasn't long before they were at each other's throats again, and they split up yet again. It wouldn't be long before, in September of 2014, that Angela would actually ultimately file for divorce from Tommy Sr. And when she did this, she actually filed for custody of Megan and Elijah. Tommy Jr. was, of course, over 18, so he wasn't in this agreement. You would think this would be the end of Angela and Tommy Sr.'s sordid past, right? Wrong. Unfortunately, this was not the end. This was around 2016 when all of this was going on. A year after Angela and Tommy Sr. ended up getting a divorce, they ended up having another child together and decided, oh, they'd give it another shot because it worked so well in the past, right? By the fall of 2018, Tommy and Angela were at it again, of course, and they separated again. This is where Evelyn ends up coming into the story. When Tommy Sr. and Angela ended up splitting up this last time, he actually filed and got custody of all of the younger children. He stated that they were in danger living with Angela. She was known for drugs and stealing and had been in and out of jail and was violent. And so the judge actually believed Tommy Sr. and awarded him custody of the younger children. So now they're all living on this family compound that Tommy Sr., Tommy Jr., and Tommy Sr.'s mother own. Megan Boswell ends up getting pregnant, following in the same footsteps as her mother, becoming a teen mom. In November of 2018, Evelyn Boswell was born to Megan, or Maggie Boswell, and her boyfriend at the time. I believe they were already separated, though, when Evelyn was born. His name was Ethan Perry, and he was around 19 years old when Evelyn was born, while Megan was 17. Ethan was in the military, and he was stationed in Louisiana. And in the state of Tennessee, when a child is born out of wedlock, the mother typically gets automatic custody of the child. And this is what happened in Evelyn's instance. Megan got sole custody of Evelyn, and Ethan went on and was stationed down in Louisiana and reportedly was not as involved as he would have liked to have been. He stated this later on. So now, unfortunately, another child was brought into this toxic and violent environment. Angela, remember Megan's mother? She was actually in jail when Evelyn was born. She was in jail due to driving without a license, not having her children in proper restraints while in the vehicle. Those were the types of things that she had been arrested for. Of course, over the next year, despite the environment that Evelyn was brought home to and that the Boswell's home always seemed to be like, it seemed as though things were actually going pretty well for Megan as a mother, at least on social media, it seemed. See, she would go on social media and she would post things about being a mother and being grateful for Evelyn. Things, in essence, like even though life was hard and it hadn't been easy for her, that Evelyn was what made everything worth it. That seeing her love for her and her smiles and hearing her call her mom, it made it all worth it. However, only a few months after these types of posts, in February of 2020, a phone call on February 18th, actually, would be made to the Department of Children and Family Services by Tommy Boswell Sr. This phone call made by Tommy Sr. was actually then referred to the Sullivan County Sheriff's Department in Tennessee. See, he had stated that he was concerned for the safety of his granddaughter, Evelyn. He said that he had not seen her since Thanksgiving. Other times, Tommy Sr. would actually report that it was the day after Christmas that he last saw her. But one of the interviews with a police officer on the case actually stated that he believed it was December 10th or 11th that Evelyn Boswell was last seen, and this was corroborated by a babysitter. However, it wasn't until February that this baby was reported missing. The questions in everyone's mind at this point were, where is Evelyn? Why was she not reported for 2 months that she was missing? Why did it take so long? And why did Tommy Sr. ultimately report her missing instead of her own mother, Megan? These were all of the questions that everyone was asking, including investigators. So on February 19th, the following day after Evelyn Boswell was initially reported missing, an Amber Alert is put out by the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation. Evelyn Mae Boswell, 15 months old, height 2 feet, weight 28 pounds, hair blonde, eyes blue. Last seen wearing a pink tracksuit with pink tennis shoes and a matching pink bow. There's not much that happens in the next day or two as far as updates on the case. It was on February 21st that a bunch of new information was actually released to the public by Sheriff Cassidy at the Sullivan County Sheriff's Department. They had been conducting interviews with a couple members of Evelyn's family. And on February 21st, 2 days after Evelyn was originally reported missing by her grandfather, Tommy Sr., the TBI announced that they were looking for a particular vehicle in connection with her disappearance and they're wanted in questioning as to where she is. This vehicle was described as a 2007 gray BMW with a Tennessee tag 3M96W9. And that they thought that they really did have information on Evelyn's whereabouts. Now, you may be thinking, what about Evelyn's parents at this point, Ethan and Megan? Well, according to the press conference with Sheriff Cassidy, the mother was providing inaccurate information to authorities. Cassidy also stated in this conference that he had actually donated $1,000 of his own personal money to try to locate Evelyn. He asked that other members of the public do the same. Despite being in Louisiana at the time of Evelyn's disappearance, Ethan was connecting, communicating, and working with police officers to try to find out where his daughter had gone. He also did put up money for her safe return. By the end of the day on February 21st, over 200 tips had actually come in regarding Evelyn. But that wasn't all that happened on February 21st. You remember that BMW that they were looking for? It was actually found in Wilkes County, North Carolina. And who else was driving but Evelyn's grandmother, Angela Mae Boswell. And she was with her boyfriend, Will McLeod. They both actually had been arrested and charged with possession of stolen property. And of course, they were wanted in questioning for the whereabouts of Evelyn. Another thing that happened on February 21st was Megan Boswell actually gave her first interview, a one-on-one interview with a local news station about her missing daughter.
I mean, if they're watching, I just want them to bring her back.
Is there anything you'd like to say to them if they're watching?
I just want her back. Yeah, that's my child.
How are you coping with all of this?
I just want her back.
If you could tell her anything now, what would you say to her?
I love her and I miss her, and then I'll be with her as soon as I can get to her any way I can. I just want her back. That's all I want.
Are you feeling worried or anything along those lines?
Yeah.
Can you tell me about that at all?
Well, the reason I didn't report it or anything is because I knew the person who had her. And I didn't want them to run away with her. And as soon as they thought anything was going on, they just kind of vanished. So I'm just worried about, like where they're at, what they're doing with her at this point in time.
At this point, she wouldn't mention who it was that had Evelyn, though. Tommy Sr. was actually interviewed at this time also, and he told them that he was the one that reported Evelyn missing, and that when he had spoke to his ex-wife, Angela, before reporting Evelyn missing, she supposedly told Tommy Sr. that if he did report Evelyn missing, that he would be sorry. On February 25th, Megan again has an interview with a news station. But in this time, she tells them that she wanted to take a polygraph test to prove her innocence, but that they wouldn't allow her to do so because she was pregnant again. Later that day, though, Sheriff's Department actually stated that they had never asked Megan Boswell for a polygraph exam. And they also arrested her for making false reports to the police department, impeding an investigation as to the whereabouts of her own daughter. Megan had told police many different stories during her interviews. At first, she had told law enforcement that Evelyn was with Ethan Perry, her father, and she was there with him in Louisiana. Another story that she had told them was that Evelyn's grandmother, Angela, had had her and taken her to a campground somewhere in Medota, Virginia. Of course, police officers had followed up on this. They had investigated Ethan Perry, found out that Evelyn was not with him, and they also looked into the campground that supposedly she had been to in Mendota. Sullivan County Sheriff's Department stated that they had been trying to work with Megan on the whereabouts of Evelyn, but that every time that they spoke to her, her story changed. So because of this, consequently, Megan Boswell was arrested and was charged and had a bond of $25,000. At this point, law enforcement is continuing their search for Evelyn Boswell. She still hasn't been found. Over the next few days, they search property. They ended up searching Angela's boyfriend, William McLeod's family's property to see if potentially Evelyn was there with them. Nothing was found. They also investigated a location on Tommy Jr.'s property where Angela and Megan and Evelyn had once lived before. They did retrieve some items from Tommy Jr.'s property. However, we don't know what those items are. By the 1st of March, despite having over 700 tips at this point come in, none had led to this poor baby girl being found. On March 2nd of 2020, Megan Boswell stood before a judge. She tried to make a plea deal in regards to providing false information and requested a reduction in bond. She was denied. March 6th, the investigation and the search for Evelyn continues. An unidentified tip came in to search Tommy Sr.'s property once again. They came to his compound and there was a shed, a work shed there. This is where missing Evelyn Boswell's remains were found, still wearing the same clothing she was reported missing in. Within the next 3 days, on March 9th, Megan Boswell's bond was raised from $25,000 to $150,000. They wanted to receive the toxicology and the autopsy results. The judge had reportedly stated Megan was a substantial risk of harm to the community, and that she could very well be a flight risk. Investigators had actually stated that when TBI found Evelyn, that not only was she wearing the clothing that she had been last seen in, but she was surrounded by other clothing, toys, and even diapers. Within the next few days, family members of the Boswell family released a statement, as well as Ethan Perry. Ethan's statement about finding the remains of his daughter and this investigation was this: our focus has always been Evelyn, and now on the investigation and bringing all of those responsible to justice. We have complete faith and confidence in law enforcement to do just that. Now, the Boswell family's statement was a little bit different, and they did not include Angela as part of this statement. In fact, they even made sure to note that, quote, the immediate family, excluding Angela Jones Boswell, of Evelyn, are in anguish and grief over their loss. It has been a very rough and trying time for everyone. At this time, they do not want to speak publicly in regards to the tragedy. They are still trying to process what has happened. They ask for the media and for the public to respect their wishes. They need time to grieve privately. From this point on, the Boswells have pretty much kept their head down and not talked to anyone, including media. Not much happened over the next month in the public eye. Investigators were still waiting on the toxicology and autopsy results. May 6th, Sullivan County Sheriff's Department stated that they had a person of interest in the case. However, they still had not received the autopsy or toxicology yet. Meanwhile, Megan's in jail waiting for her next court appearance for lying during this investigation. May 8th, Megan actually appeared in court, but the lawyers on the case asked for additional time because they had to go over more than 25 hours of interview videos before the case could move forward. It wasn't until May 21st that Megan Boswell was indicted on 11 counts of false reporting in an investigation. However, this actually did not go before the judge until the 27th of May. and the judge then decided if Megan's bond would stay at the $150,000, and that this would remain in place until July 31st of 2020, till the next hearing. When Megan appeared via video conference for her court date on July 31st, Sullivan County prosecutors requested even more time to move Megan's hearing further out. They said they were planning on bringing up another charge in front of the grand jury, but they actually needed this date to be set sometime after August 19th. This was honored, and Judge James Goodwin then actually set the next court date to August 28th of 2020. So here it is, August 19th of 2020, over 8 months since little Evelyn went missing initially, and about 6 months since she had been reported missing. The Tennessee Bureau of Investigation makes an announcement. They were now charging Megan Boswell with more charges. They were indicting her on 19 different counts. 2 counts of felony murder, 1 for abuse and neglect, another for tampering with evidence, 12 counts of false reporting, abuse of a corpse, failure to report a death under suspicious or unnatural circumstances. These were her charges. Her next court date, of course, was August 28th, and her bail was upped to $1 million. They also mentioned at that time that she was actually the sole suspect and person of interest in this case. On August 28th, Megan Boswell came before the court again, this time for all 19 charges. She pled not guilty. Her next court date was scheduled for December of 2020 to determine whether or not she would be eligible for the death penalty. However, on December 3rd, it was determined that the prosecution would not be going after the death penalty against Megan Boswell. They stated that legal precedent set previously in 2001 in another case and Supreme Court ruling that they would be seeking life imprisonment instead. Her next court date is currently set for May 14th of 2021. Well, everyone, that's pretty much everything that we have right now on this case. We don't have the autopsy results. They're still under wraps, and a lot of other things still are as well. Of course, that's because of the ongoing court case. And I will update you as things unfold during the trial and sentencing phase of this case. I do want to mention as well that in February of 2020, there was a bill that was introduced called Evelyn's Law that would charge parents with a misdemeanor if they did not report their child missing within 48 to 72 hours of them last being seen. This is to prevent instances like this one from happening without consequences, allowing a quicker response from law enforcement to find missing individuals. It passed unanimously in the House and the Senate in Tennessee. This was earlier this year, and it actually went off for final approval by the governor just last week. What are your thoughts on this one? Do you think that Megan is guilty? Do you think that it could have been something that was intentional, or do you believe that maybe it was an accident? Do you think that some of the other family members actually knew what happened to Evelyn and that they're trying to just protect Megan? Based on the interviews and the things that we know so far, the fact that she didn't report her missing for months is just so strange. And then she lied about where she was. It's just really strange for it just to be a coincidence. But I guess we'll see what really happened in court, hopefully. We'll all be given some answers as to why the life of this innocent 15-month-old baby girl was taken. Anyways, I'm really interested to see what you guys think about this case in the comments below. I hope that you all have a safe and wonderful week. Please make sure to hit that subscribe button and that post notification bell before you leave today. And until next time, my mystery lovers, bye.